Hi, this is Eva. Today, we would like to share the summary of Waynesburg, Ohio. Let's get started. The story begins with a sort of prologue in which an old writer imagines all the people he has known as grotesques, wrapped in their pursuits of various truth. A series of stories ensues, each concerned with a single resident of Waynesburg. The first, entitled Hans, describes Wynne Biddlebaum, a recluse with remarkable hands that he cannot control, who had fled from foes' accusations of mutilating a boy in another town. The second, Paper Pills, is about Dr. Reeve, an aging medical man who marries one of his young patients, only to have her die 6 months later. In the third, Mother, we meet Elizabeth Willard, the mother of the book's central character, George Willard, who is a young reporter for the local paper. Elizabeth is a sick woman, trapped in an unhappy marriage, and she imagines herself locked in a struggle with her husband for influence over George. In the next story, the philosopher, the eccentric Dr. Percival, imagines that a lynch mob is after him and tells George Willard the secret of life. Everyone in the world is Christ and they are all crucified. And nobody knows, George goes out into the fields and sleeps with a girl named Louise Tronion, only to feel guilty after it afterward. The next four stories, all lumped under the heading Godliness, describe Jesse Bentley, a wealthy farmer who imagines himself a biblical figure chosen by God. His daughter, Louise Bentley, receives no love from him and stumbles into a loveless marriage. Her son, David Hardy, is sent to live with his grandfather on the old man's farm, and Jesse takes the boy out into the forest in search of a message from God. He finds no message, however, and succeeds only in traumatizing the boy so much that David runs away from Waynesburg forever. Do you want to know more about the story? Let's read it and think what the story wants to tell us.